That's fascinating. Can you provide a little bit of an update of where things are in terms of clinical research on adjuvant hormonal therapy in premenopausal patients? There are several large international trials out there right now. What are some of the questions that are being looked at?
Well, the biggest challenge, I think, in developing new therapeutic strategies for premenopausal women with hormone receptor positive breast cancers have to do entirely with the issue of ovarian suppression versus not. We are participating in one of the two largest clinical trials addressing this issue. We're participating in the SOFT trial, which is a three-way randomization of premenopausal women with receptor-positive cancers to receive tamoxifen alone, ovarian suppression for 5 years with tamoxifen, or ovarian suppression for 5 years with exemestane. I don't know that there is a more important question in the clinical research in breast cancer in younger patients at the moment. The irony is that the ability to get patients to participate in this research trial has been enormously difficult, and the accrual to the SOFT trial has been sluggish at best. Who's to blame? What's to blame? Perhaps we don't push the trial hard enough, but I think we have an obstacle that is just going to prove to be persistently difficult to overcome. Convincing a young woman to subject herself to 5 years of intentional ovarian suppression just doesn't have a lot of appeal to women who are just coming out of a course of chemotherapy, who are facing the uncertainty of their future and all of that. We have found it to be disconcerting for patients and have been unable to convince many young women to participate. At the same time, I still think it's a critically important question. In the recent recommendations of the summary of the 2005 St. Gallen meeting, there's a little section in the end on the treatment of premenopausal women, and it's composed in a very interesting way. It says that despite the absence of available data, the use of ovarian function suppression in premenopausal women is acceptable. Now, there's only really two ways to look at that, and one is to say, okay, it is acceptable, and the other is to say, well, perhaps in the absence of available data, it shouldn't be perceived as such. But I think the simple construct of that recommendation of that wonderful meeting just underscores the fact that this research question is enormously important, and we can only hope it'll be answered in a timely fashion. I will say that outside of a clinical trial like the SOFT trial or the TEXT trial, we have not consistently offered ovarian suppression to patients in addition to their tamoxifen therapy.
We know from patterns of care studies in medical oncologists that it is not uncommon for them to utilize ovarian suppression with tamoxifen, and for that matter, ovarian suppression with an aromatase inhibitor, particularly in patients with many positive nodes or patients with HER2-positive tumors. Do you consider that sort of an acceptable approach?
Well, my feeling is certainly it's acceptable. The downside is, I think, well understood. The upside is not understood. But acceptability notwithstanding, this is not something that we have offered to patients on a consistent basis ourselves at Penn. The simple reason is that I feel very uncomfortable with that therapeutic instrument in the absence of data to support it. It's as simple as that.